ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Melissa Hurley, and with me today is Trong Meller, editor of the Benzene Report. He's going to talk about the benzene focus for EPCA next month and the kind of changes the market could be facing next year. So Trong, what's the benzene market likely to be focusing on at EPCA next month?
Hi, well I think as always people will be looking at the direction of the market for October and for the rest of Q4. And it's interesting times for the benzene market. I think I probably always say that. This time I actually really mean it. So again, you have to look at supply and demand. Price-wise at the moment, the sort of benzene naphtha spread is around about 300. And that seems to be, if you look over the last, since the beginning of the year, that's kind of been where it's been comfortable at. I mean, it's gone higher, it's gone lower, but that seems to be, the kind of level that people are happy operating at. I think there could be a slight reduction for the October contract settlement. We'll have to see how spot shapes up over the next week or so. But I think there won't be a lot of movement from the September settlement. Of course, if you think about October and Q4, historically, that's always seen a shift towards heavier feedstocks among cracker operators. Now, I don't think that's the case so much anymore. Obviously, the world is seeing a lot more NGLs and lighter feedstocks. So I don't think that cost advantage that naphtha had in previous years, where more demand for NGLs and heating pushed the price up and made naphtha more a better option for cracker operators. So does that mean benzene will be balanced to tight? I think a lot of that will depend on how demand is. Now, in terms of styrene pulling on benzene, I think that could happen. I think the styrene price should go higher in October. Europe's still the lowest price region. There are some Asian turnarounds, but of course the Asian market saw a pretty bearish Q3, so it's difficult to say how that market will shape up in the next couple of months. And phenol is balanced, it's steady but still pretty slow over September. I think generally speaking, derivative demand has not picked up in the way that people thought it would in September. So we'll have to see, whether there's a change in October. But then again, with benzene, a lot of it, it is to do with demand, but recently it is more about supply and everyone's operating on these limited stocks and inventories. So that can keep the spot market quite volatile.
Great. Thanks for explaining that. And are people already thinking about 2017? What kind of changes will we see next year for European benzene?
Well, yeah, I think, of course, EPCA is a chance for people in the market to get together and, start looking further down the line. I think 2017, it could be another big change for the European benzene market. We've seen a lot more imports starting to move into Europe from places such as the Middle East, which I think was outlined in that benzene infographic from last week. India as well, we should see some more imports start to emerge next year. And there was a recent news about Shell's new Pernis operation right next to Moerdijk. So that should be, their approach has been, more European integration to help with the benzene supply demand dynamic. So if that means that there's structurally going to be more benzene in Europe, does that mean, there'll be less volatility, less tightness? Possibly. Again, imports, they can be unpredictable with timings, and it still means that, in terms of attracting those benzene volume, Europe still has to, stay in line with the US benzene market in terms of pricing. So that's still going to be a factor. So all in all, there's a lot to consider. There's a lot of changes happening. So I think the outlook for next year is going to be a big point, a big conversation that's going to be had at EPCA.
Great. Well, thanks for explaining that, Trong. Please join us again for the next instalment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update, or catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Melissa Hurley.